A man has killed 100 people. فَهَلْ لَهُ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ. Is there any chance for this man after killing 100 people? So this alim and the scholar looks at him and he says, وَمَنْ يَحُولُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ. What's the barrier between him and between tawbah? What is stopping him? There's absolutely nothing stopping that man from getting tawbah, even though he might have killed 100 people. But then he says there's certain conditions attached to it. Tell that man, in طَلِقْ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَإِنَّ فِيهَا نَاسٌ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ. Firstly, he has to move away from where he currently is residing. He has to move away from the place of sin where all that wrong was committed. He has to have the change of environment. He should go to the certain place where there are people who are good and who are collectively worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. That's what he has to do immediately. But there's absolutely no barrier between him and between tawbah. This man becomes ecstatic, he becomes happy. Immediately he sets out to practice on what the scholar had told him. And he sets out to this place of good where there are good people worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here is another very important lesson. When you want to change your life, there has to be the change of environment. You can't be in the same place disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then expect to be in the same environment and have that same group around you and you say you're not going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There has to be that change in your life. There has to be that movement where you move away from that bad company or that bad place into that good company in that good environment. Because that bad environment will have an effect. Where you committed those wrongs, the effects will be there. Go to a different place. Go to a place of good. Go to an environment of good and see the effect of that place definitely come over you. So that's the first thing that you need to do. You have to move away. You need to have the regret. You need to have the remorse. But there has to be some movement, some change of direction, some change of place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Now the man sets out, desperate to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. But then, death is something which is absolutely inevitable. Nobody knows when it's going to come. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every one of us have to leave this world. But sometimes we live in the world. You know, one person said it very nicely. He said that we live as if we never ever going to die. We live in this world as if we're never going to leave it. But when the time comes for us to leave this world, when we die, it's as if we never ever lived. Because we never did in the world what we're supposed to do to secure our year after. Every man knows the effort and the toil that he has to go through for him to have a wonderful life in this world. For him to set up himself for his temporary life in this world. What about the everlasting life of the year after? How much of effort is required for that? How much of toil is required for that? Every day in our life is an investment for the year after. We can choose how much we're sending over and how much we're holding back. But death is something that will strike at any moment. Now the man is on the way. حَتَّى إِذَا نَصَفَ الطَّرِيقِ. He is halfway to his destination. And death comes to him. And the man leaves this world. Now when he leaves this world, remember he's coming after killing 100 people. He has not reached the place of good. He has not really worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he's dead. So, you know when a person meets with an accident, what's the first thing that you see? Immediately all the tow trucks come, everybody's fighting. I came first, he's my customer, let me take him. Now, Malaikatul Rahma wa Malaikatul Azab. The Malaika of mercy come to pick him up, Malaika of Azab come at the same time. Both arrive at the scene simultaneously. Another argument starts. We must have seen how the tow trucks, you know how they fight, it becomes a very, very serious issue. And sometimes watch out because they all trying to rob you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us there as well. So anyway, now they arguing. Malaikatul Azab say, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا قَطُّ. Their statement is, this man has to come with us, we have to take his soul. He never did a single good in his life. We're looking at his record, we only see murder, murder, murder. He never did a single bit of good. It's our right to take him. And the Malaika of Rahmah, they say, جَاءَ تَائِبًا مُقْبِلًا بِقَلْبِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Irrespective that you say there's no good in the man's account, we're looking at our record. This man is on his way with his heart full of remorse, hoping to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has turned over a new leaf. We have right over him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent another angel to now judge between the two, to arbitrate between the situation. They can't come to a compromise. So this angel comes and tells them, قِيسُ مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ. Measure the distance between the two earths, where he was coming from to where he was headed. Whichever place he is closer to, if he is closer to where he was coming from, the malaika of azab will take him. If he is closer to where he is headed, the malaika of rahmah will take him. Both parties become happy, and then they measure the distance of the earth between the two places. And lo and behold, the man was found closer to the people of good. Hence the malaika of rahmah take his soul, and he is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't stop there. I mentioned in the beginning, we're going to highlight the individual's determination to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then again, look at to what lengths Allah will go to forgive you. How much Allah is willing to forgive you. They say that when this decision was taken, that the earth must be measured from where he is coming to where he is headed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the earth, وَإِلَىٰ هَذَا أَنْتَ بَاعَدِي وَإِلَىٰ هَذَا أَنْتَ قَرَّبِي. Allah said, O earth, from where he's coming to where he is headed, to where he is right now, you must expand. Allah said to the earth, from where he was to the place of good, contract and get closer, so that he is definitely found closer to the people of good. That's to what lengths Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go to forgive an individual. Another hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, when a man makes tawbah and when he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala full of regret and full of remorse, ansallahu ta'ala al-hafadha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes every trace of that sin. The malaika that recorded your sin, erased from their memories. Your limbs that committed that sin, erased from their memory bank. The earth where you committed that sin, erased from that memory, so that you come on the day of Qiyamah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ شَاهِدٌ مِّنَ الذَّمِّ, and there's no trace of that wrong that you had done. For when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, when the earth will give its information, what is its information? We all accustomed to CCTV. We know we've been recorded. We know our movements have been recorded. On the day of Qiyamah, the earth will speak, عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You hid in the world. You thought nobody knew, nobody saw. It was only between you and between another individual, or between you and between Allah. But the earth was recording every act of ours. On the day of Qiyamah, the earth will say, on a certain day at a certain time, at that precise moment, this is the wrong that you had committed. But when you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every trace of that wrong erased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no proof. Nobody can stand up and say this is what he did, because you made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, how determined this man was to secure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. That they say he was found one hand span, closer to the people of good. And there another version of the hadith says, فَنَأَ بِصَدْرِهِ نَحْوَهَا. As the man's life was coming out from his body, he went on all fours, crawling to reach that place of good. And when the last breath of his body exited his body, the man was taking the last leap forward. Hence he was found one arm's length closer to the people of good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire each one of us. As I mentioned in the beginning, and will repeat the statement, this act of virtue known as tawbah is something which needs to be a daily practice in our life. It's something that we should always be doing, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 70 times a day. Another hadith says 100 times a day. We don't know what the future holds. Simply by us seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, we draw in Allah's immense mercy. We becoming beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves those who repent towards Him. And let us never ever procrastinate in this act of virtue, because life is very unpredictable. We'll narrate one more short story and thereafter we'll end. There were two brothers who were twins, very, very close, grew up together. But then two separate individuals at the end of the day, one man good, full of virtue, the other one bad, full of vice. But you can never pass judgment. So they spend the years in such a condition that the one brother is busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, and the other one is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Both lived in one building. Pious man stays upstairs, the other brother stays downstairs. 40 years of their life pass in this manner. And then one day shaitan goes to the pious brother and tells him, he says, look, you know, I take my hat off for you, man. What a fine job you're doing of worshipping Allah. Hey, you are a good man. But one thing I can't understand, one thing. You got 80 years to live in this world. 40 years you breaking your back every day standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet you still got such a long life. I mean, you know, you should take it easy. So shaitan just put the poison. Thereafter he moved away. Now the man is thinking, hey man, this man got a point. I mean, if I got 80 years to live in this world, 40 years I'm worshipping Allah. And then he thinks of his brother. I mean, he's enjoying life. He's doing everything and anything. So let me join him for a while. I mean, maybe for 10 or 20 years I can park with him, enjoy life as well. I'll come back to this way of life. I'm very happy. I'm accustomed to it. So he makes up his mind. He says, hey, it's a done deal, man. So long I'm breaking my back. Let me have some fun a little bit, and thereafter I'll come back to where I am. But simultaneously, the man downstairs, the brother downstairs, he's thinking within his heart, that regret, that remorse is now flowing. How long am I going to lead my life in this manner? How long am I going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I need to change my life. Look at my brother, every day he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to be in his company, I need to be on his level. So he takes that decision, upstairs brother takes the decision, I'm going down to catch a jol. So now he's going down the staircase to become bad. The other brother is coming up the stairs to become good. And at that moment an earthquake strikes and both brothers lose their lives. In what condition were their lives lost? One's life lost in the condition, I'm going to enjoy life and disobey Allah. The other man disobeyed Allah for so many years, but he is moving up in life to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The future is absolutely unpredictable. We have every day of our life to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never procrastinate in getting close to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is open, Allah is waiting. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. How long is Allah's doors open? For as long as that heart is beating and that breath is flowing through your body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.